Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Los Angeles County has surpassed 10,000 deaths from the coronavirus. That grim milestone comes as the state of California recorded 432 deaths on Wednesday, a record high. The entire country, meanwhile, may continue to have restrictions in place until at least next fall. That's according to infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I believe that if we do the kind of vaccines through April, May, June, July, that by the time we get to the early fall, we will have enough good herd immunity to be able to really get back to some strong semblance of normality.
Fauci made his comments during a news conference with California Governor Gavin Newsom. Health officials say a Colorado National Guard member is the first reported U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant that was first detected in the U.K. and South Africa. As Desmond O'Boyle from member station KUNC reports, state officials are also investigating a possible second case involving another Guard member.
The two National Guard members were deployed on December 23rd to a nursing home with a virus outbreak in a small town outside Denver. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is Colorado's epidemiologist.
We have an extensive investigation underway to identify all contacts the cases may have had in the 2 weeks leading up to their deployment, as well as any other contacts outside of the facility they may have had during their deployment.
The new and seemingly more contagious variant of the coronavirus was first identified in the UK and South Africa and has been found in several other countries. Health officials say the vaccines being given now are thought to be effective against the new strain. For NPR News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle in Greeley.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he does not see a realistic path to quickly pass a House-approved measure for $2,000 stimulus checks for most Americans. McConnell has apparently told his colleagues there will be no Senate vote on the House plan. NPR's James Jones reports.
McConnell says the Senate will not be, quote, bullied into action despite pressure from President Trump, congressional Democrats, and even some Republicans for larger relief payments. He remains unwilling to abandon a broader Republican proposal that combines more coronavirus aid with President Trump's demands for an election fraud commission and the repeal of legal protections for tech companies.
The Senate is not going to split apart the three issues that President Trump linked together just because Democrats are afraid to address two of them.
With only days remaining in the congressional session, McConnell's decision to shelve the House bill effectively ends the possibility of larger relief checks. James Jones, NPR News.
A winter storm is moving across southwestern Texas. Forecasters say the storm could dump more than a foot of snow in the region before moving eastward, where it could spawn tornadoes in Louisiana and Mississippi. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say as much as 12 to 18 inches of snow is possible. On Wall Street Wednesday, stocks closed modestly higher. You're listening to NPR News. The rollout of COVID-19 vaccines has been slower than expected in many states. That includes Virginia, where officials are being forced to scale back their distribution plans because of a reduced supply. Ben Pavier from member station VPM reports.
The federal government trimmed Virginia's allotment of doses by about 100,000 earlier this month. State data show about a fifth of the 285,000 doses Virginia has received so far have been administered. Christy Gray is Virginia's top immunization official at the Department of Health.
We have a long way to go, and I think we will continue to get more efficient.
She blamed logistical hurdles and the holiday period for slowing the rollout. Cases across the state remain high, and Virginia is on track to surpass 5,000 deaths from COVID-19 in the coming days. For NPR News, I'm Ben Pavier in Richmond.
At least 15 people remain unaccounted for in the wake of a landslide in Ask Norway, about 20 miles outside of Oslo. Sissel Overgaard reports.
There are few hours of daylight in the Norwegian winter, so today's rescue operation has been a race against time and falling temperatures. Because the area remains unstable, only helicopters have been able to enter the affected zone. It's possible that at least some of the missing are among hundreds who have been evacuated or were not on site to begin with. But police say more than a dozen homes were hit by the landslide, which happened at 4 a.m. Norwegian time. Local media report that heavy precipitation may have caused clay soil in the area to shift. For NPR News, I'm Sissel Overgaard in Denmark.
You are listening to NPR News. I'm Dale Willman.